We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Hilchos Treifos, Halacha Aleph, in middle of paragraph Beis, the subparagraph Ki Iker Hisgabrus Hatchoil. We were talking about the spleen, and Rav Nosson Zal commented that we find in Halacha that when it comes to Treifos, the Shulchan Aruch is very lenient about the spleen issue. If it's missing completely, the animal is still kosher, and we're going to learn a little bit more about that now. Ki iker his gabrus hatchoil hu al yedei pegam hu achila. We know that the tchoil, the spleen, represents something negative. The sitra achra, it represents defective blood cells, defective blood. And Rabbi Nizal speaks about this in a few places in Likut Imran. One place is Tori Yud Zayin in Chelek Aleph, and another place especially elaborately is in Torah Chav Gimel in Chelek Aleph. So Rav Nosson Zal here makes reference to it a little bit. Ki Iker is Gabrus HaTchoil while Yidei Pgam Hu Achila. We know that what gives the Tchoil strength is when there's Pgam Achila, when a person's eating improperly. Kamei Shekosov Be'itzavoin Toichaleno. As when Hashem cursed Odom and Chava after eating improperly from the Eitz Hadas, that your eating will be be'itzavoin, with depression. Sheze b'chinas his gabrus hatchoil. That's the concept of the tchoil getting stronger. Shehi atzvus somor shchoira. The tchoil represents depression, sadness, avodah zara, idol worship, anpen chashuchin, darkness, atzvus umerirus haparnosa, and the bitterness and suffering that a person goes through in trying to earn a livelihood. As all of this is explained in chapter 23, in the first half of Likut Imran. And all of this is caused when there is Pegam Achila. Because that curse, Be'itzovin Toichalena, was issued by Hashem when they ate improperly. As the Pasuk says, Hamin ho eitz asher tzivisicho levilti achol mimena acholta. Did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat from? Vayideze nigzar be'itzovin techlena. And that resulted in Hashem issuing this curse. Shehu his gabrus hatchoil kanal, which is the which strengthens the tchoil. Ki lehefech kisho achilo bekashrus. Because when the opposite is the case, when a person is eating properly, they're avoiding eating anything improper. And then a person is lowering, subduing the foolishness, which is the tchoil. And then the parnosa is blessed, bebchinas teref nosan lireyov, as the pasuk says, Hashem's providing for those who respect Him, who fear Him. Kemo shekosav Rabbein Zal, as Rabbein Zal writes in chapter 37, dahainu kishi Yisrael shomer atzmon mitreifa, when the Jews watch themselves out from chas v'shalom eating anything unkosher, azai teref nosan. Then what results is, instead of treifa, there is teref. Teref means parnosa. Hashem provides parnosa in a good way to us. Ki ikar haparnosa tluya b'shleimus hadas u'shmiras habris. Kama shekosav Rabbeinu b'kama mekoymos. Because the main success in parnosa is dependent on shleimus hadas and shmiras habris, which is the opposite of the tchoil. It's the opposite of eating improperly. V'alkein, it's for this reason that roiv hatreifos, that majority of defects, kegoy nika, venechtach, venital, for example, if there was a puncture, a hole, or it was cut, or it was removed completely, einoy poisel batchoil. These things are not considered a problem when it relates to the tchoil. If the tchoil is punctured or cut or removed, it doesn't cause the animal to be unkosher. Ki ein hachius toli boy, because the life of the animal is not dependent on that whatsoever. So Rav Nosson Zal adds, ki adarabba hi sitra demoisa, because on the contrary, when based on the Zohar HaKadosh, we know that the spleen is the opposite. It represents moves, xilus, foolishness, avodah zara, all kinds of bad things, negative things. Ach afal pikein shayach boi ktsas treifos. However, we find in the Shulchan Aruch that some defects do apply to this spleen, to this tchoil. Dahainu, shetzorech lishor mimenu ma'at. There has to remain a little bit of it. Imnikev besoimche baroi she'ove. Meaning, for example, if it was punctured, dahainu ko'ovi dinar zohov, then the Shulchan Aruch prescribes a certain amount, a certain size. Kigam haksilus hu kium habinyin. Because Rav Nosson Zal tells us that foolishness is also part of the structure. It's also something that is required. V'tzorech liten lo yenika v'chius b'tzimtzum gamken kemuva. And we as Jews are required to provide sustenance and life to a very limited degree to the sitrachra, to the tchoil, to the other side. Ukedamashma b'maymar v'ayhi heimanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Yud Zayin, in Kutiman Chelik Aleph, sheze kiyum hadas, kishenoisnum lahaksilus yenika gamkein, that this is part of what helps a person's brain function properly when he gives the foolishness just what it needs, a little bit, but it should be extremely limited, just the minimum that it needs to be able to exist, this foolishness, this ksilus. Alkein, ktsas chius ma'at toluy b'hatchoil, shehu haksilus. Therefore, a very small degree of the existence of the animal is dependent on the tchoil, which is the ksilus, the foolishness, which is again a required piece of the whole puzzle. That's why you must have a little bit of the tchoil, just a little small amount that's needed to exist. Betzimtzum. And this is why our Chachamim tell us that the amount that must remain is the amount that of the spleen that's needed in order for the animal to live is the thickness of a dinar zov. Because that's where the spleen draws its chius from zohov. Bechinas va'afrois zohov. We find there's a pasuk that uses the word gold dust or gold dirt. Sheze bechinas va'ofor toichal kol yemei chayecho. And we know that dirt, ofor, is associated with the sitrachra, with the nochosh, the snake, who was cursed that everything he eats will taste like ofor. Sheze bechinas hatchoil, that goes together with the spleen. Shehu atzvus v'daigas haparnosa, the spleen symbolizes depression, which is like ofor. Ofor is the yisoy that's associated with depression, and the daigas haparnosa, all the worries about earning a livelihood. Bitzovon toichlena, that atzvus. Sheze bechinas schoik haksil, that's also associated with the laughter, foolish laughter. Though these are all different descriptions of the sitrachra. Hainu taivas momoin, kemuva, which is all associated with taivas momoin. Kemuva kol ze bezoira kodesh, as all of this is discussed in the Zoira Kodesh. Umevur heitev b'maymar tzivi sat tzedek hanal. And this is explained very elaborately in Torah Chof Gimel on Likutimran Chelek Aleph, the Torah tzivi sat tzedek, which deals primarily with the issue of momoin, taivas momoin. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Ofor ihu kar v'yovesh. V'yisoid ha'ofor, dirt, is cold and dry. Oif hochi tchoil, and so too the spleen, also corresponds to this yisoid of ofor. Ayin shom, look in the Zohar HaKadosh, look in Torah Chav Gimel, and you'll see all of this explained. V'haklal, just basically, shehatchoil ihu bechinas taivas momoin. The tchoil, the spleen, is associated with taivas momoin. Shezeo bechinas afrois zohov. We know that gold is referred to in different ways. One of the ways it's referred to is afrois zohov, gold dirt. That zohov, there's a pegam in zohov, there's a pegam in momoin that's referred to as ofor. Bechinas ksilus, which is foolishness, avodah zarah, the idol worship of money. כמו שכוסף שום, אז רבנו זל explains there. ואף שזה הפך החיוס, and despite the fact that these descriptions offer עצבוס, טייבס מומוים, קסילוס, אבוידזורו, all of these things are the opposite of life, all of these things correspond to the סיטרו דמויסו, אף על פי כן צורך לשוער מעט ממנו כדי חיוסי בצמצום. We have this rule throughout the Sifrei Kabbalah that when it comes to the Sitra Achra, a tzaddik, a person who wants to live properly, cannot wipe it out completely, but rather he has to allow it to exist and make sure that he provides for it the minimum possible that it needs to exist and no more. That's the tikkun, that's the perfection. Ki tzorech liten chiyus gam laksilus, because we have to provide nourishment, chiyus, even for the ksilus, for the foolishness, for the tchoil, for the yes. V'hu gam kein kiyum habinyan. And this is also an important part of keeping the binyan alive, you know, the binyan of Kedusha. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds one additional appendix to this. V'ze b'chinas ruach tzofoin shenishar choser b'binyan ho'ilam. As the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Daf Chofei Amid Beis, the Gemara there speaks about Hashem creating the world and the different directions, and the Gemara says that the north side is Choser. We find that the first letter in the Torah, the letter Beis, the Tikkuni Zohar says, symbolizes the creation of the world. That word, the letter Beis, is also Bayis, the Bayis that Hashem created, which is the world. And the letter Beis has three sides to it. The left side is open completely. The left side, which is north always. We always picture the person facing eastward. East is in front of you. When east is in front of you, the left side is Tzofin, north. So the Gemara says there that Hashem created the world with the Ruach Tzofin Choser, kedei liten mokoim lohem, in order to leave room for them, for the other side, the Sitra Achra. Kishom mekoimam v'chiyusam, because that's their place. They're on the left side, and that's where they draw their energy from. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, mitzofoin tiposach horo. From the left side, that's where evil begins from. And again, I'm sorry, not the left side, from north, which is that left side. V'ze b'chinas afrois zohov hanal. And this also corresponds to this, that what we mentioned before about zohov being associated with ofor. Ofor is the sitra achra, ofor is the food of the snake. K'may shekosuv mitzofoin zohav yuaso. As we find the pasuk in Eoiv that says, from the north comes gold. So the north is ra, and the north is zohov. And the north is choser, Hashem created it choser. Open. He left it open, leaving an opening for them to be able to draw. V'alkein hakrabonos shehayu boim kedei lachnia haksilus kanal. And therefore, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in Torah Yud Zayin, the korbonos that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash, which were brought to subdue the foolishness, because we know that when a person commits a sin, the Gemara in the beginning of Soita says that's an act of foolishness. And when a person brings a korban to forgive for the sin, that shows we're trying to atone for the foolishness. We're trying to get rid of the foolishness. The behemius, we're trying by slaughtering the behema. Afal pikein hoyu mekablim chiyus gam bechinas haksilus min hamizbeach. Despite that, k'may shekos of Rabbeinu Sham, Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Yud Zayin that the ksilus also had to draw a little bit from the Mizbeach. V'hainu he'oshon shel ha'korbonos, kemuva. And that's the smoke of the korbonos, as the Zohar HaKadosh says. V'alkein ho'yo ha'oshon misakeim letzad sofoim. And this is why the Gemara tells us, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, that when the smoke from the korbonos went up, it curved northward. Kedei litein lohem chelik, in order to give the left side a little bit of nourishment. Bechinas mitzofoin tiposach haro, as we said, the north is where evil is. Bechinas mitzofoin zohov, that gold on the left side. Vezer bechinas hatchoil, this is all associated with the spleen. בחינס אפרוי זוהוב, קסילוס, וצורך ליתן לוי גם כן כדי חיונוי בצמצום. And we must provide for the spleen also, for this left side, for the sitra achra, we have to give them chiyus also בצמצום. That's why Rav Nosson Zal said, if you look in the Hilchas Treifus, the Shulchan Aruch shows that on one hand, the spleen is almost unnecessary, almost unimportant. And if it's missing complete of all kinds of things, the animal is still kosher. And yet, there is a certain minimum requirement. This is based on the Sifrei Kabbalah and how Rabbeinu Zal explains it in Likutei Moran, that the spleen, which symbolizes the Sitra Achra, it has to exist, but it has to be controlled. It has to be kept to a minimum sheba minimum. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude Halacha Aleph.